I know it holds its value for a long time. I try to, you know, in the words of Bonte, I'm trying to invest in real estate, you know, working on that ninth house. But that's just the way I roll. I'm watching a jewelry show last night with a gangster in it, The Penguin on HBO. Right, and let me tell you, it's excellent.
Okay.
That's all I'm going to say.
Yeah, that's it.
That's all I'm going to say.
Did you watch it, Spinotti?
For a reimagined character?
Yeah, it's really, I like it.
They did a great job.
Stop right there.
Are you ready to watch it?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I thought about putting it on last night, but I was on daddy duty. His dad had a hair appointment and all that stuff.
I know. How about those?
I don't watch those things around Chaz right now because I don't want her to see that stuff. But she goes to bed. And last night, of course, is like, Papa, I was like, just come on
in. That's what happened this morning with the little guy. Little guy, 2 a.m, screaming, howling. Next thing I know, I roll over. He's in the bed. He's like, hey, what's up?
Yeah, oh, they love it. It's like playtime.
You're up. It's playtime for them.
See, as a matter of fact, I got out the shower this morning. I heard the door open. She got out of her bed because Mama, I guess, when she came home, put her back in her bed. She came in with her Minnie Mouse doll. It's like, this or not. And what that means in Russian is, come here. And she came over. I was like, go get into bed on my side.
How do you say big game in Russian?
That I do not know.
Because this is a big game this weekend. This is what I would call a swing game, meaning momentum swinger. Do you swing the momentum back to the Rams to get life back into their season? Or do you swing momentum back into the Niners to just start feeling good and win a game when you're not at full strength? Not even close to full strength. This is a big momentum game.
Oh, it's a huge game. I don't know if it's a legacy game. No. But it's a must-have, must-win. Now, Stafford, I believe, is 1-5 against the Niners since he came over from the L.A. Rams, if I'm not mistaken. 1-5. They've had his number. Hell, even in an NFC Championship game, I know he had to drive, and he hit Cooper Kupp over K'Wall Williams, who was compromised with an ankle injury, and Cooper Kupp ran around in front of Rocco and I said, damn, that guy's good. But he threw a couple up. He threw the pick in the end zone to Jimmy Ward. And he tried to throw a pick, Jaquaski Tartt. We don't need to go down that rabbit hole. We know what happened there. Scoreboard, Jaquaski Tartt, and we had him on the show. Remember, Spadone, we had him on the show the next year. And he was transparent about everything that happened. He wanted to get paid. He never played it out of the football again. So, poor guy, man. But Stafford will throw him up. And we played the pick six by Talanoa Hufanga on Monday Night Football back on October the 3rd, 2022. And maybe this is the jolt that the 49ers need, because it feels like they need some energy. They need an infusion of energy. Fred Ward is flying around. He's hitting people. Nick Bosa, I thought, played better. When you watch the tape over and over, every time you watch the game, I was like, all right, he had a better game than I thought. There was a couple plays against the run that I didn't like, but overall, I thought Bosa was solid. Now, we need him to be great. We don't need him to be solid. He's got to be great. It is what it is. When I look at that other side of the football, who's going to give this team juice on the offensive side of the football? If George Kittle's not playing, because everybody's so focused on, well, man, that's another receiver. It's the run game for me. It is the run game with George Kittle. George Kittle in the run game is such a factor that if he doesn't go with his hamstring tightness, all of a sudden, Jordan Mason running the ball. What's the run game going to look like without George Kittle? And how many, we got to sign a tight end. Who's going to play backup tight end? Kyle Juszczyk? I mean, this is bad.
Yeah, it's not good. I mean, we've been clamoring for a second tight end for multiple years. But I still think they can find a way to win this one. You know, I mean, Saubert made some plays the last week. I mean, it's not like he can't make a couple plays. He is a veteran. They do seem to like those veteran backup tight ends. I don't know.
I'm just looking at the run game with George Kittle because he means so much there.
Well, Saubert's a good run blocker.
He is. No doubt about it. But who's behind these guys at tight end? I'm looking at the tight end depth chart right now. And you got Jake Tongs, number 88.
Yeah.
So he'll probably get the call.
Was he an undrafted free agent?
Yeah, it looks like it.
I think he would. Anyway, but he gained a couple of plays in the third preseason game,
if
memory serves. Look, I get your worry about the offense. I'm watching that Jets game last night, and I'm watching the Patriots, and I'm saying to myself, all right, is Hassan Reddick ever going to play for the Jets? And if he's not, I know it's going to cost an arm and a leg to pay him. Like, don't worry about the finances of next year. Everyone, oh, Purdy's got to get. I don't care about next year. All I care about is this year. And if I have to solidify my pass rush and go get Hassan Reddick and give him X amount of dollars to just get through this season, I think it might be worth it. And I know, like, the Jets are kind of in a screwy spot here with him where they've got to make a decision whether they're going to pay him. Is he going to show up? I think it's week five or week six. He's got to make a determination if he's going to play this year. Otherwise, his year goes to the following year and he can't hit free agency. If Hassan Reddick can be had, and this is an organization, the Jets, that you do have friends, Robert Saleh, a part of that building, I don't know. I think it might be worth, and I get your point on backup tight end, and I understand, look, the offense right now is depleted. But, if I could solidify my pass rush, why not?
Well, I think Yannick is a guy. Yannick is a guy that you may have to get because the Jets just lost Jermaine Johnson. He's out for the year with an Achilles tear. They have Will McDonald on the other side from Iowa State, their first-round pick. He's going to be fine. I think the Jets are going to do everything in their power to keep Hassan Reddick in the building to try to get him on the football field to solidify their defense because I think watching the New York Jets, Niners may have caught them at the right time. And I say may because I don't know where the Jets are going to be, but it feels like they're getting better and better with every game under Aaron Rodgers. Now, the Patriots, we all believe that they're going to be one of the worst teams in the league. But they've come out this season. They beat Cincinnati. They played tough against Seattle, lost in overtime in their home opener. I don't think they're a slouch defensively, but the Jets had their way. They had their way. And Rodgers seems to be getting more comfortable by the snap. And their defense is flying around, hitting people. They were blitzing like crazy yesterday. I think Saleh blitzed like 15 times yesterday. They were talking about it on a postgame show. But I believe the Jets will try to keep Hassan Reddick in that building whatsoever because they just lost the pass rusher.
And
Jermaine Johnson just went out for the season with an Achilles tear. So they're thinking the same thing, like our depth is depleted. We got to try to figure this out.
Ponte, they traded for a guy who wanted a new contract and then didn't give him a new contract. Like, it's classic Jets. All I'm saying is there's a reason there's a stalemate right now, and I think anything's on the table, and I would just give them a call and just see what's going on there because clearly the Niners need defensive line help, and it feels like that's been the saga for many, many years. Look, in Ndokwe, Hassan Reddick, we're on the same page here. Like, they need to go solidify that. I feel a little more comfortable on the offensive side of the ball, even though I know it's not perfect right now. That is Shanahan's, side of the ball, and I feel confident that he can create some stuff with lesser talent. It's the defensive side. You got to have the hogs.
Well, no doubt. My biggest X factor going into the season, we were all talking X factors. I think at the summit and on this show, my biggest X factor is no doubt edge depth. Edge depth was my biggest X factor. I don't think we have enough depth on the edge. There's no doubt. So I hear trying to make a trade for Hassan Reddick. I don't see it. Maybe it happens. Maybe it doesn't. I don't know what the Niners would give up for that. I don't know what the Jets will want to give up for that. And do the Niners, are they interested in giving up picks now, knowing that there could be a lot of roster change next season? There could be a lot of roster turnover with all the big money contracts that are going to be coming off the books, but guys who want new money, including Brock Purdy, Diamador Lenore, Charvarius Ward. There's a lot of guys up to Hufanga you got to make a decision on. Drake Greenlaw, I think, is a guy who's eligible for a new contract as well. So I'm not sure John Lynch and Kyle Shanahan want to give up a lot of picks right now. They may need those picks to fill out their roster at a cheaper cost here. So is Yannick a free agent? Yeah, that may be easier to do, but we're on the same page when it comes to edge depth. I'm just looking offensively here. You don't have Debo. You don't have Christian McCaffrey. The line's trying to work itself out, and now you don't have your best blocking. He may be your best run blocker, period, outside of Trey Williams and George Kittle. I'm dead serious here. And so now the onus is going to be on Brandon Ayuk to produce in the pass game. Now, maybe the Niners just say, you know what, we're going to take an old school here and run the ball 50 times. I saw the Packers last week run the ball over 40 times and pass the ball 14 times with Malik Willis. Maybe we do that with Brock Purdy. I have no idea, but this is a must-win game. You got to win this game no matter what. In these next 2 weeks, whether it's against the Patriots that we saw last night or this Sunday against the Rams, you just got to win at all costs until guys get back, man. Because it is the walking wounded. Guys who were in training camp, guys who were out of training camp, everybody's hurt right now.
I don't care about how it gets done. I don't care about the style points and all that. But there's one element that I do think matters. You got to be able to heat up Stafford.
Yep.
And I think that if they can't heat up Stafford against this offensive line, well, then now we've got some serious issues on our defensive line. Because this is a depleted offensive line with no weapons on the outside. Mm-hmm. So it's not like you're going to have to worry and, hey, back off of Puka, back off of Cooper Kupp. Don't bring the heat because they'll kill you on the blitz. I understand. This is a bunch of nobody. The other receiver, I know everyone's just acquired him in the last year's what's the guy's name, Williams or whatever, whoever their third wide receiver is that had a pretty nice couple of first 2 weeks. There's a bunch of guys on the outside that no one's ever heard of. And this is deeper, you know, fantasy league. So I think our secondary needs to step up with the Charvarius Ward thing. It sounded like from Matt Barros and some of the other people that follow the team, they were just being overly cautious. Yeah. Kittle feels a little more unsure.
Yep.
I don't know. They both practiced on Wednesday and then both came in on Thursday. And I guess they were sore, or it was more sore than anticipated. But it's not good.
No, it's not good at all. We'll talk to Cam Emmon about that at 8 o'clock, about the injury report. Cam Emmon from the Bay Area News Group. DeMarcus Robinson, Tyler Johnson, Jordan Whittingham, and Tutu Atwell are your receivers for the L.A. Rams. They're going four deep there. They may be running the ball tough with Kyra Williams and Blake Corp. So, first of all, yeah, you need to heat up Stafford. There's no doubt about it. With this beat-up offensive line, heat up Matthew Stafford. However, they're going to try to run the ball as well, control the clock and control the stick. So can you shut down a running game? And having Hufanga back, I think, helps your run defense. Him flying around at the line of scrimmage, being Palomalu 2.0. Now, I'm not calling him Palomalu, Troy. He's a Hall of Famer. I get it. But this guy flies around, and his game kind of mimics Palomalu with the way he moves around pre-snap. So Kyra Williams in this run game. The Niners, Ty Chandler and Aaron Jones ran the ball very well against the 49ers
inside
last week.
And outside.
Inside, outside, did not matter. They ran the ball. Kyra Williams is a problem. Pass game, run game, he's physical. He falls forward. He never gets hit back. Now, Fred Warner's going to be shadowing him, looking for the kill shots here, right? But you got to slow down the run game. That's where it starts. They'll get to Stafford. And Stafford will throw a couple up. But you got to start with the run game. You got to shut down the run game and control the line of scrimmage.
Am I giving Stafford too much love? I think of him as a guy when the chips are down. I actually think that he plays some of his best football. It feels like when he's getting tagged and peppered, he will have a propensity to just throw one up. And when you allow him to start cooking back there, I worry. I worry about what's McVay got up his sleeve. Even though they're the wounded, you know, duck right here, I'm not counting them out. I think that they're still a very dangerous opponent.
Well, if Kittle doesn't play, it evens up the play field, right? You already don't have McCaffrey. You don't have Debo. You don't play without George Kittle offensively. What is it going to look like against this beat-up Rams defense that's been giving up yards? They've given up so many rushing yards. I mean, it's not even funny.
If you're Purdy's agent, though, there's a small part of you, if you're his agent or you know, whatever, somebody in his family who's sick of the negativity, is there a small part of you that's like, I want to see Brock Purdy do this with just Brandon Ayuk? Because you're that confident.
Yeah, I think there's some cynics out there who want to see Brock Purdy in this situation.
What about you, Bonte Hill? Do you want to see that?
I just want to win a damn football game. I don't care about the money right now, man. I'm in football mode. I'm game to game. You know, we've talked all offseason about what is this guy going to pay? You got to wait for him to get paid, and you got to save money. Honestly, God, I don't care about his contract right now.
Okay.
But I know there's people, and I'll play the game. I'll play the game.
Well, I was going to say, I admit it. Is this a safe space? Is this a safe space? All right, I'll admit it. I know everyone else is afraid to admit it. I do. I'm fascinated. I want to see what Brock looks like with just Brandon Ayuk and a backup running back. I do. And I think he can do it. Like, I really do. I'm not just BSing you here. Like, I think he's a really good player. I think he works with a lot of different personnel around him. I think he's perfect for Shanahan's system. I have the same questions as everyone else. It's okay. It doesn't mean you don't like him. It doesn't mean you don't think he's good. But like to say, you know, what does Joe Montana look like without Jerry Rice? You know, that's a fair question to ask. I don't think you're some hater. I really don't. Can we be reasonable? I'm fascinated. I wanted to see what Mahomes looked like without Tyreek Hill. A part of me wants to see what Mahomes looks like without Kelsey. Well, it's okay to say I kind of want to see what it looks like.
Well, we're gonna see.
Horrific? Is it good? Is it great? Like, I think a lot of people can be won over. I do.
I think people already... Well.